From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Monday, the United States ordered 60 Russian diplomats to be expelled that it accuses of being spies to leave the country within 1 week. Allies in Europe did the same. Cindy Sain has that story.
The White House said President Donald Trump still wants to work with Russia, but said its actions sometimes do not allow that to happen.
The poisoning in the UK that has kind of led to today's announcement was a very brazen action.
The Russian ambassador to the U.S., Anatoly Antonov, said Moscow was blindsided by the expulsions, saying it went against the constructive telephone conversation between Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
A special North Korean train arrived in Beijing under heavy security Monday. Grace Lee has more on who may be visiting China.
One source in China's leadership told Reuters it might not be Kim Jong-un making the trip, but his sister Kim Yo-jong. And South Korean media are reporting she's in Beijing with Kim Yong-nam, the North's ceremonial leader. The same pair made a visit to South Korea earlier this year during the Winter Olympics and visited the South's president in his office. Beijing's biggest streets were under tight security throughout the day, but South Korea hasn't been able to confirm anything about the trip, and China remains tight-lipped.
That's reporter Grace Lee. The Israeli military says it has caught three Palestinians from Gaza who sneaked into Israel carrying grenades. The military says those captured were armed also with knives. It says it is still investigating the incident. This is VOA News. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has announced the next count of every resident in the United States will include a question about citizenship status. The U.S. Census Bureau conducts the survey every 10 years, with the next set to come in 2020. The deadline for finalizing questions is Saturday. The decision brought criticism from those who say the citizenship question will cause people to not participate in the census because of concerns about how the government could use the information, resulting in an undercount of the population. Former Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is awaiting to hear his fate at a court in Germany following a European arrest warrant issued by Spain for his role in the Declaration of Independence. Jacob Greaves reports.
A more measured protest in Barcelona on Monday. Catalan lawyers walked out of court arguing the rule of law is not being upheld in the case of former secessionist leader Carles Puigdemont. The fate of the man behind Catalonia's failed bid for independence now rests with a judge in Germany. Puigdemont was detained by police there on Sunday. The Spanish government, which requested the European warrant, congratulated Germany on his arrest. A decision on extradition, though, is unlikely this side of the Easter break, according to court staff.
That was Jacob Greaves. Ed Giles reports that General Motors says its loss-making South Korean arm may file for bankruptcy if the union representing local workers doesn't agree to cutting labor costs by April 20th.
That puts pressure on striking workers to quickly agree on a rescue plan for GM Korea. The U.S. automaker said in February it's shutting down one of its four local plants and asked for both government help and union concessions if it is going to stay. GM Korea plans to reduce job numbers by 5,000 people, slashing nearly a third of its workforce. The crisis has put South Korean President Moon Jae-in in a difficult spot after he came to power last year, promising to create jobs.
That was Ed Giles reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin decried the criminal negligence that led to the deadly shopping center fire in Kemerovo.
I want to say that the whole country mourns with you. I would like to express my deepest condolences to the families of the deceased. I suggest to honor the victims at the moment of silence.
He spoke at a meeting with officials in the Siberian city where at least 64 people, many children, were killed in the fire. Nigeria says it did not join an Africa free trade zone because more domestic consultation was needed before committing to such an agreement. African leaders agreed to form a $3 trillion continental free trade zone encompassing about 1.2 billion people. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.